Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
The Grand Republic we have in America and in Wisconsin hinges on a couple of key truths. One of those truths is that elections are important, all elections. 2024 is a big election year in Wisconsin, with four regularly scheduled elections. If you really want to make a difference in the important issues of our day, vote knowledgeably, responsibly, and prayerfully in every election. The first of the four regular elections happens this next Tuesday, February 20th, for our spring nonpartisan primary election. Since there's no statewide office on the ballot this year, not all municipalities will have a primary for their local offices, but some will. This primary is setting the ballot for the general nonpartisan spring election, which will be on Tuesday, April 2nd. As a reminder, April 2nd will also be Wisconsin's presidential preference primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans. In these two spring elections, we will be voting on candidates running for mayor, city council, town or village boards, county boards, school board, municipal judge, circuit judge, and perhaps some referenda brought by, most likely, school districts. It bears repeating, the unit of government that most directly impacts our lives is local government. We ignore these elections to our own harm. Our system of government demands a knowledgeable and responsible constituency, but it's often difficult to find out about candidates and the issues at election time. This is especially true for local races such as those on the ballot next week and in April. To help you get the information on these candidates, here are some important practical suggestions that will assist you in discovering the important information you need to know before voting for a candidate in this upcoming primary. First, visit myvote.wi.gov to see a sample ballot. Myvote.wi.gov will tell you if you have a primary and what offices or referendum is on the ballot. If you don't have internet, call your municipal clerk's office to find out if you have a primary. Ask the clerk for what offices and candidates will be on the ballot. Then begin researching the candidates. Look on the internet and check any campaign literature. Determine what the issues are for each office. If a candidate doesn't have an internet presence, call him or her, either at his or her residence or at the campaign headquarters if there is one, which generally there isn't for these local offices. Ask the candidate questions such as, what made you decide to run for public office? Why are you running now for this particular position? What issues do you consider most important in your campaign? What's your view of the role of government? Who's endorsed you? Who's given you money? Ask questions on the specific issues that are important to you and are pertinent to the office the candidate is seeking. To get a true picture of where a candidate stands, ask questions in a neutral way. For instance, ask a school board candidate what he or she thinks about the way schools are currently funded, not whether he or she believes the state should give the districts more money. Read the local newspaper digitally or in print. Look for articles, press releases, ads, letters to the editor, endorsements, and reports on forums or panels. Find out about any candidate forums or other public appearances that are going to be held. The candidates should know. Ask them when you call. Attend these events with your questions prepared. Write your questions down so you can submit them in advance if necessary. Stay alert for local radio programs or community cable stations that will feature interviews or panels with the candidates. And finally, talk with knowledgeable people who are following your local political scene. Find out what they know about the issues and the candidates. Double check with others who are also in the know if you have questions. Remember, too, that you need to produce a driver's license, a state-issued ID card, a military ID card, or a student ID card if you plan to vote early, which ends this Friday, or at the polls next Tuesday. So much is going on today. One way we can make a difference in the issues of the day is to vote and to do so knowledgeably, responsibly, and prayerfully. I trust you will take that to heart as you prepare for this year's elections. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.